While most of the rhetoric surrounding the border between the U.S. and Mexico today is about immigration, it's been a contentious region for centuries. And in the 1840s, during the Mexican-American War, it was the site of one of the most unlikely alliances in history. Back then, many immigrants in the U.S. were from Ireland, and many of them joined the army to fight for their new country. But some saw that they had more in common with their Catholic opponents than their Protestant allies here in America. Several hundred of them defected and formed the Los San Patricios, a battalion led by John Riley, an Irish-born soldier who served in the British Army before emigrating to the U.S. I spoke with Dr. Matt O'Brien more about this. He's a professor of history at the Franciscan University of Steubenville, and I asked him to tell us more about these Irish soldiers. Who were they, and how did they end up serving in the U.S. Army?
Most of the soldiers from Ireland were coming over from the West as there was greater population pressure on the rural Ireland. So they could not quite see the famine coming, but they could sense that there was greater pressure there. So a lot of these people coming over had never been further than 10 miles away from the place where they were born. So they came to the U.S. and being able to join the military was a way out.
And so were they paid to be in the army, or was this just sort of a job that they could do, and then did it lead to citizenship?
They were attracted by citizenship, definitely, and they were paid, and it was regular money. It was also three square meals a day, and so it did have that attraction for them.
Right, but this didn't go so well for a lot of them. They were facing religious discrimination, is that right?
That's right. A lot of them didn't fully understand the commitment they were making when they enlisted. So when they signed up, they might have enlisted along the East Coast when they came in, and then found themselves down in the Southwest and down in Texas, kind of isolated from their families or any large Irish communities there, and really at the mercy of their officer corps. And one of the things that comes up with the Mexican-American War is that it was a pretty strong sectarian rationale behind fighting the war. The people who really wanted to wage the war really viewed Catholicism as the thing that was holding the Mexicans back. And in general, it was almost a racial view of Irish Catholics, not just on a kind of theological sense, but on a question of whether these people were primitive.
So do we know, did one of these Irish Catholic soldiers, or did John Riley befriend somebody in the Mexican army and then sort of learn more about their culture in order to realize that they were Catholic as well, that there were cultural similarities there?
Well, the Mexicans were putting out flyers in an attempt to recruit some of the American soldiers to switch over to their side, making appeals to them by promising them land or reminding them that they had their religion in common as opposed to the Protestant religion or the officer corps. So they were kind of being actively solicited to cross over.
So these are Irish soldiers who cross over. They fight for the Mexican army in the Mexican-American War. And what kind of difference did they make?
Well, in terms of the long-term difference, they don't make too much in terms of who wins the battles. But symbolically, they're of great importance. And even if you look at the Mexican or the American witnesses, they talk about the kind of fervor that these men fought with. And so they're seen as inspirational and being very adept soldiers, but in the end, the kind of technological superiority that the American Army has really carries the day.
But I wonder, why isn't this more widely known? Why don't people here in the U.S. especially know anything about these guys?
Well, that's a really good question, because there's a contemporary knowledge of this back in the 1850s. But after that, the whole episode is really kind of swept under the rug, and there's very little disclosure of any records until about 1915, where there's an investigation. But it's a tricky thing for the Irish-American community, because in the 20th century, there's a lot of pride that comes out of military service. You have a lot of Irish-American soldiers and John F. Kennedy in World War II, and you have these people as kind of outliers who fight and show themselves to be courageous and brave, but they're fighting on the other side.
I wonder, do you see any parallels to the situation with immigrants today? Because nowadays, many of the immigrants coming to this country are Mexican immigrants, and the Irish Americans are very well integrated, but they weren't at the time when they were fighting in the Mexican-American War. They were the immigrants, right?
Yes, yes. I definitely see a very strong element of comparison, whether it's, you know, the similarities in terms of a Catholic basis, and even the notion of serving in the military as a way to acquire citizenship and to become respectable. If you look at today's United States Army and military, you find that a lot of people fighting for the flag are actually on their way to citizenship. So that's still an avenue towards upward mobility and respectability that a lot of immigrants take heart in.
Dr. Matt O'Brien is a professor of history at Franciscan University of Steubenville. Dr. O'Brien, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Sure. Thanks very much for having me on.
And you are listening to the show.